I'm speaking with Robert Haley, who is the Municipal Separate Storm Sewer System, or MS4, Program Coordinator for the City of Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And Robert will be discussing with us what he has encountered in trying to find sweepers that have a defined pickup capability so that they know in the city whether or not they should reduce the taxation or runoff fees for businesses for the pollution that it may or may not be running off their surfaces, their paved surfaces. So go ahead, Robert, if you would please tell us your situation and how that has come about.
Okay, sure. We are about to implement a stormwater user fee here in Murfreesboro. There are about 15 or 16 cities in Tennessee that have a stormwater user fee, many of those in Florida. And so, as I think is pretty common, we base the fee on the amount of hard surfaces on a property, pavement, rooftop, concrete, sometimes packed gravel. And we want to give, and this is common, credits or reductions in the fee amount if a property is reducing pollution in the runoff from their property. And when I say pollution, that can be, pollution is usually in the context of a credit or a fee reduction, we look at solid materials, total suspended solids, mm-hmm. particles that collect on a property. We want to give fee reductions for those places that are reducing pollution off their site. And so we've talked to mall owners that have big parking lots that use sweepers. And they told us, well, we sweep our parking lot and pick up debris, so can we get credit for that? And we have to have some details on how much sediment is being, how much potential sediment's being pulled up off the parking lot and kept out of the stormwater.
And when you called me initially, your question was, is there performance data that shows for these parking lot air sweepers what kind of percentage they can pick up?
Exactly. One variable would be, depending on the area of town and so forth, how much debris is collected, you know, on the parking lot, how much of it. To get more and more sophisticated, what's the particle size, different particle sizes involved, and how much is, say, trash or rubbish versus the dust particles.
Which we know contain a higher percentage of the pollutants that are targeted in the stormwater runoff.
Yes.
The smaller the particles, the tendency is to have more pollution in them.
Yes. And there are other controls to remove solids from runoff. There are proprietary stormwater boxes, so the runoff from the pavement is routed into it, and it, by one mechanism or another, those solid materials drop out in the bottom of the, I'm just calling it a box. You mm-hmm. might have heard of storm scepter or...
certainly, so a variety of private companies are offering those solutions. And do they offer typically a percent reduction that you can hang your hat on in terms of deciding whether to give a credit?
Yes, that's fair to say. They have testing. There's also some third-party testing some cities are requiring those to be tested and proven before they will, you know, recognize a pollution reduction.
Mm-hmm.
And the science is getting better on it, and people are getting smarter. So one of the I probably should say the typical pollution reduction standard is 80% removal of, I'm going to say, kind of quote, total suspended solids.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting more specific now to say, okay, total suspended solids of this particle size range. And in addition to, there's sort of two parts to my original question to you. One is, what data is available for me to show a pollution reduction so that the parking lot owner can obtain a fee reduction, okay? And part two, even if the city of Murfreesboro did not have a fee going into place, part two is, under my MS4 stormwater permit issued to me by the state and overseen by EPA, I have to show the state that we have systems in place here in Murfreesboro. We have regulations that are making people reduce the pollution in their stormwater runoff to a certain standard. So I have to be able to say to the state on my annual report, okay, you know, we have a requirement for parking lots to reduce 80% of the solid materials in their runoff, and this is how we're doing it. We're requiring them to put in a storm scepter, vortex mix, crystal stream, whatever, control box, and I ultimately, I'm going to want to have numbers attached to all of these property sites. And so if, you know, if a mall, if a parking lot, whoever, if they're sweeping and they have data on how much solid material they're removing, that is, that's going to help them achieve a reduction standard. And looking for pollution reduction numbers for the purpose of giving a reduction in fee and for reporting to the state and the Environmental Protection Agency.
So, Robert, what I hear you saying is that the other manufacturers of stormwater solutions are developing or have developed percentages of TSS reduction, total suspended solids reduction, such that you'll be able to see what the reduction in, or the likely reduction in, stormwater pollution runoff is from the parking lots given those different solutions, and you'll then be able to determine how much of a credit on the taxation on this mall properties or the different business properties that you can provide. And what seems to be needed is something like that from the sweeping industry so that you can make a similar quantitative determination about the effectiveness of sweeping in reducing the runoff, because let's face it, what you're after here is results. Is that fair to say?
That is fair to say. We are actually preparing a list or a table listing different stormwater control devices, whether filters or sediment chambers, oil water separator type chambers, and in the list, you know, indicating what results they have for dropping out solids, removing solids, and we'll have a number there, you know, whatever, 80% of under 200 micron size particles. And so I'd like to have on that list, you know, certain certain sweeper machinery along with a certain protocol for sweeping, say, the entire lot. And if this and this and this, then this this sweeper system gets 80% reduction, 70%, 90% pickup of this size solid. And it'll go in a, you know, in a table, so I need data for that table.
And so you would need basically a pickup testing efficiency from a given machine done by some sort of independent laboratory or testing facility that would, along with a particular protocol that was apples to apples for each of the manufacturers, and then you'd be able to make such a decision.
Right. And you mentioned the third party in the past few years. It has been an issue. How do we test these stormwater control structures? And, you know, long story short, I think it sort of comes down to independent testing according to, you know, certain protocols. The manufacturer tests are, long story short, I think not accepted.
Right. You need some kind of third-party verification. That would make sense. Well, I appreciate your time in talking about this. It is something that I'm getting more calls from, and you were very well informed on what your particular situation is, and it's also Tennessee, which is not one of the water-bounded areas. I know that it's even more prevalent and moving faster in places like Virginia, Florida, Washington State, where we have ocean fronts.
Yes, Ranger, my management and I have been excited about the potential for removing pollution from stormwater from the sweepers. However, or just the fact is, we need some data to show that potential, to show what it is, and how much dirt's being kept out of the streams because of it.
Well, I appreciate the time to alert the sweeping industry from your perspective of this situation and the increased potential for what sweeping can provide, and thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.